The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Thursday's racing on this edition. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 12:20pm with Gary Capewell, Rory DeLaghi and Gareth Topham in the studio. Three jumps meetings on Thursday afternoon, Chepstow, Market Raisin and Wincanton. And then we finish the day with an all-weather fixture on Kempton's Polytrack. Plenty to look forward to. Do tune in for all of that. Right now though, my name is Mark Walton and I'm joined in the studio by none other Mr. Chris Pimlott. How are you, Pimmy?
Very good morning to you, Mark. I'm absolutely tremendous form. Still trying to get over that brilliant racing at Cheltenham.
Yeah.
Over the weekend. Absolutely fabulous. And I've got to say, absolutely wonderful to see Richard Johnson in the limelight.
Yeah.
You know, because he's been so honourable all the occasions he's been beaten by McCoy.
Mm.
And last weekend was his weekend, wasn't it? He was absolutely brilliant. And again, his boss, Philip Hobbs, in brilliant form as well. But yeah, it was great to see Dickie Johnson take all the plaudits once.
Yeah. It just shows, doesn't it? No Ruby Walsh, no McCoy at the meeting. And Dickie Johnson comes out flying like he was.
Yeah. I mean, he was obviously on a lot of the good horses and that's why he got lots of winners. But by the same token, you know, he always rides lots of winners but never really seems to grab the headlines for whatever reason. But last weekend was his weekend.
Yeah, great weekend for him and Philip Hobbs. Six winners over the open meeting, which is quite a phenomenal effort, really.
Well, it is, but, you know, Hobbs, for whatever reason this season, has been in fantastic form. Minera, Wishful Thinking, they all came good at high-profile meetings, and, well, there's no higher profile at this stage of the season than that Cheltenham 3 days, was there?
No, there wasn't. And if you thought last weekend was good, Pimmy, what about this weekend? We've got potential Gold Cup horses out. We've got potential champion hurdlers out. It's quite a weekend to look forward
to. It's a fantastic weekend, and most weekends right through the season now are going to be high-profile, aren't they, and high-class. And, well, that Betfair Chase at Haydock threw up Q-Card coming good over 3 miles last year. He ran really well, I thought, in defeats in Haldon Chase last time out. Reports from the yard say he's cherry ripe, ready to rock and roll. And I think he's the one they've all got to beat, to be perfectly honest.
Yeah, we have betting on site for the Betfair Chase. Q-Card, Dynast and Silviniaco Conti are all 3-1 at the top of the market. 6-1 for Takanda Soy, Menora 7s, 14s for Harry Topper, and 16-1 on bigger prices for the others. And Colin Tizard has been quoted as saying Q-Card is right at the top of his game going into this. So he looks all set for a bold bit of defence of his title there.
Yeah, he does indeed. And again, when you're going into these grade ones, you've got to be 110, haven't you? You've got to be tickety-boo to be competitive. And the vibes are very positive. Obviously, Dynast is interesting. I was slightly disappointed with Silviano Conti at Weatherby last time out. Yeah. I thought when push came to shove, it never really happened for him. So you've got to forgive him that, I suppose, if you're going to support him at the weekend. And the other one is Takinda Soil. Well, he's tough, he's consistent. Not saying he's going to win, but he's sure to run a big, big race again.
Yeah, it's interesting. You've got the chasers from last year, the likes of Q-Card and Dynast and Silviniaco Conti, and then you've got the second season chasers like Takanda Soy coming through picking themselves in the better company. And it's interesting to see how it changes, isn't it, throughout the season?
Oh yeah, it is, yeah. And again, but the thing about something like Takanda Soy, he's really gaining valuable experience when he's competing against these grade ones. There will be some opportunities shortly for the second or first season novice coming through, some good opportunities for him later on in the year, where hopefully that experience that he's gained in these top class races will come to fruition for him.
Yeah, proved he stayed at Weatherby last time as well, and the ground coming into his favour, he wants a bit of cut in the ground, so it's all shaping up to be a very interesting race on Saturday.
That's right, it's an exciting race, and Haydock, I love Haydock as a race course. Rode my very first winner there.
Yeah,
I can't remember when it was a long, long time ago.
Was it in black and white?
I think it was definitely in black and white. Horse called Ragamuffin,
right,
trained by Gordon Richards.
Nice.
Yeah, So happy days.
Good, good stuff. We've also got the Fixed Brush Handicap Hurdle on their card as well, a race that David Pipe does well in. He's won three of the last four renewals, Gevry Chambertin in 2013, Dynast in 2011, and Grand Cru back in 2010. He's got two in this year's lineup, Katko and Vieux Lion Rouge, but he's worried, apparently, about Volney Detai, who's Nicky Henderson's runner and the market leader at the moment.
Most certainly, yeah, exactly. I mean, it's a cracking race. Obviously, the Hendon horse was very, very impressive, wasn't he? Last time out, we saw him at Huntingdon. And he's well in at the weights, you know what I mean? He's got £9 well in because he hasn't gone up that stone that the handicapper has put him up yet. So he certainly goes in there with a big, big chance. And you'd have to think that he's going to be a big, big player. But, as you quite rightly said, Pipe seems to want to farm this race. His horses that he's got in there were in great form last weekend, and they'll come into this race in good form again at the weekend too. So that looks like it's going to be a cracker.
Yeah, Katko was very much the talking horse on Saturday when I was at Cheltenham. Everyone was telling me it was going to win, so, and it did.
And it did, yeah. And it was a fantastic training performance after so long off the track, wasn't
it?
But I do feel that in this day and age, that long absence isn't necessarily too much of a negative nowadays with the facilities and the technology that we've got. It's a lot easier to bring one back ready to rock and roll first time out.
Yeah.
Your slight concern with this fella is that old
dreaded bounce factor.
Bounce factor, yeah. Yeah. And it doesn't always kick in, but sometimes it does, and that would be my slight concern about it.
Yeah. Okay. A bit of other news as well, Pimmy, before we move on. Edward, who's a nice chaser for Nicky Richards, he's likely to miss the Amlin 1965 chase at Ascot this Saturday, and that's in favour of the Peterborough chase at Huntingdon next month. So we'll probably see him there, and we might see the Arkle winner on Sunday as well, Vautor, who's a big Arkle hope, obviously won at the Cheltenham Festival last year over hurdles. He's going to make his chase debut at Navan on Sunday by the looks of things, so exciting in that respect as well. This weekend,
very exciting, because he was very impressive, wasn't he, Vautor, at the Cheltenham Festival last year. And you know, he's sure to have been well schooled, he's sure to be ready to rock and roll, and you know, he's going to be something to really look forward to. And if he can continue on the upgrade, he's definitely going to be a big, big player in the Arkle.
So plenty to look forward to there. We've got racing a little bit closer to hand to concentrate on, Pimmy. Thursday's action, and we'll get your thoughts on the back of this.
William Hill Racing Radio. From the first race until the last, it's everything to give you the inside track.
Right then, on to Thursday. Pimmy's got three races for us, two of them at Wincanton and one of them at Market Raisin. And because there are two meetings, we're going to defy chronological order and we'll go through them in meeting order instead, Pimmy. So the 2:25 at Wincanton is where we'll start. And this is a Class 3 handicap hurdle over 2.5 miles. It's for three-year-olds and older. We've got nine of them in the lineup, and a couple of interesting ones in here, Pimmy. So which one do you side with?
I thought they were a very interesting race. Obviously, you've got the high-profile trainers, Alan King and Nichols, represented. King doubly handed with Hansa Zan and also Roberto Pegasus. And then you've got Nichols represented by the four-year-old, the Brock again, who I thought ran really well in defeat last time out when he was third at Sandown Park. Not beaten overly far there, and I just thought he could improve for that run, because Nichols' horses at the time just weren't quite hitting the spot. They all looked as though they'd been needing a little bit of a run. So I'm sure that he'll have come on for that run, and he's certainly going to be an interesting player in this competitive handicap hurdle. The other one I thought was Rugged Jack. He hasn't had a run this season, 210 days since we last saw him. But again, he ran really well in defeat at Perth over 2.5 miles last time. It was soft ground at Perth on that occasion. He's got that sort of going again tomorrow afternoon. Again, if he turns up fresh and fit, he could definitely be a big, big player. And the other one I thought could be interesting is Tegan. Finished third on his debut this season. That was at Aintree behind Spirit of Shankly. That was over the trip of 2.5 miles as well, so he stays that trip nicely. And again, he could be a big, big player, because he was a big price at Aintree and he certainly ran a good, good race on that occasion. So I think he could be an interesting player as well. But where am I going to nail my colours to the mast? I think I'm going to take a chance that Ruggy Jack is fit and ready to roll.
Okay. Rugged Jack then for Pimmy in the 225 at Wincanton. On to the 3 o'clock at that venue next. This is an EBF and TBA Mayors Novices Limited Handicap Chase. Class 3 event over 2.5 miles, the extended 2.5 miles. It's for 4-year-olds and older, and only 6 of them in the lineup for this one, Pimmy. So.
Yeah, shame really, because you've got a good prize. It's for the girls only. But again, maybe there's not too many mares eligible for this limited handicap chase. Who knows? But of the 6, they're all competitive. They've all come in there with a chance. There's nobody I'd say was a rank outsider in the race. And I'm just going to go with the team that's in form. Philip Hobson, according to Sarah. Mm. I mean, she's tough. She's consistent. She obviously isn't any world beater with official rating of 108. But I think she's got a nice weight there. She's got a very good... Connor Smith taking £10 off, which will be valuable as well. Mm-hmm. I mean, she'll think she's loose, won't she? Yeah. With only 9 stone odd on her back. And as I say, the yard's in such good form that I think she could run well tomorrow afternoon. But you've got Midnight Bell from the Simmons Yard. That ran really well last time out, Midnight Bell at Fontwell. That was, again, a mare's handicap hurdle. Chasing tomorrow. Prezi's Girl from the Nichols Yard. She was fourth last time we saw her, and that was at Wincanton. Again, another handicap hurdle she ran in. Maybe this trip might be a little bit sharp for her as well. Lily War, again, Dennis O'Regan takes the mount on Lily War. She's slightly disappointed, I thought, last time out. Again, in another mare's handicap behind Polly Peacham. But again, if we can forgive her that, she ran well enough prior to that. And the bottom two, I think, might find life difficult. Benefit Royale and Mrs. Jordan. So, going for the team in form, according to Sarah.
Okay, sticking with Philip Hobbs then, a team informer, as Pimmy says, according to Sarah, the selection in the 3 o'clock, and up to market raising we go for the 240, and this is a handicap hurdle. It's part of the Connolly's Red Mills Precision Nutrition Series qualifiers. It's over 2 miles and 5 furlongs, and 6 of them in the lineup for this, Pimmy, and on recent form, definitely better. Couldn't come into this in better form, chasing the hat trick, and both wins recently in lower grade, admittedly, have been very easy.
Yeah. Oh. Absolutely hosed in last time out at Suddle. Admittedly, it was only a 0-100, but he could not have done it any better. Sluiced up on the bridle, basically. Yes, he's stepping up in grade tomorrow, but to be fair to him, he's every right to, hasn't he? Mm. You know, profile's very, very progressive. And Tom George's horses have been in good form of late as well, so certainly a big player. I thought Brass Monkey could be interesting as well. We saw him win at... Fakenham last time out. Admittedly, again, it wasn't a great race, 0-110, but he could do no more than win. It was real tough going on that occasion for him. Really had to battle. He was a 9-4 favourite. He got some reasonable form last season. So again, his confidence buoyed by that success. He's certainly a player as well. But I think we've got to go. We're definitely better.
Okay, definitely better to rack up the hat-trick then in the 240 at Market Raising. Let's just have a quick summary, Pimmy, if you'll spin us through your selections for Thursday then.
We will indeed. Starting down at Wincanton in their very competitive handicap hurdle, we're going to take a chance with the Victor Dartnell-trained Rugged Jack in the Mayor's Limited Handicap Chase, going with the team in form of Hobbs, with according to Sarah, and in that handicap hurdle at Market Raising at 240. Going to chase a chance with a very much in form, definitely better.
Fantastic. Good work, Pimmy. Thank you very much. Good luck and enjoy it on Thursday.
Look forward to it.
So there you go. The thoughts of Chris Pimlott on Thursday's racing. You'll hear it all on Racing Radio from 12:20 PM. Gary Capewell, Rory DeLaghi and Gareth Topham will be in the studio. It's Chepstow, Market Raising and Wincanton on Thursday afternoon. And we finish the day with an all-weather fixture on the Poly Track at Kempton. Plenty to look forward to. Do tune in for all of that. Thank you very much for listening to the William Hill Racing Podcast and enjoy Thursday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.